How about let's read some verses together? Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Chapter 2, let's read verse 5.
Spiritual house.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for all the living stones.
Amen.
Build us up again.
Amen.
Build us up as a spiritual house.
Amen.
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 Amen. Build us up.
Amen.
Not a physical house.
Amen.
But a spiritual house.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes.
Amen.
To see what you see.
Amen.
That we would be your living stone.
Amen.
Being built up your spiritual house.
Amen.
Pray, Lord, that we would be your dwelling place.
Amen.
Lord, you raise up a spiritual house.
Amen.
And a holy priesthood.
Amen.
Moses also lives by the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Fill us with the Spirit.
Amen.
Fill
us with the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Yes. Lord, we pray by your life, sanctify us.
Amen.
Make us holy as you are holy.
Amen. Amen.
Raise up a holy priesthood.
Amen. Amen.
We pray for your precious blood.
Amen.
Cleanse the
master. Amen.
To become holy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Amen.
Holy.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Be this holy priesthood.
Amen.
Amen.
Raise up the holy priesthood.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Right.
Amen.
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 Oh,
Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord. Thank you, man.
Oh,
Lord.
Offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
Amen.
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 Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. You are all the spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
For us to enjoy and prepare day by day in our experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be so faithful, Lord.
Amen.
Spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
Lord, that we will experience you daily, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord. Spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
Acceptable to God
through
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Alleluia.
Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You are the only one that is acceptable to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, you sanctify all of our speaking this weekend.
Amen.
That it would be acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Let's also read verse 9 together.
Amen.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation.
Praise the Lord, a chosen generation.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for choosing us.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Chosen generation.
Amen.
Royal priesthood.
Amen.
Amen.
Royal priesthood.
Amen.
His own special people.
Amen.
His own special people.
Amen.
Du gibst ja die
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, make us all your own special people.
Amen.
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 And the holy nation.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God's the Lord. Right. Church is your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Your holy nation.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Special people.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
That we may proclaim the virtues
Amen. Of
him.
Amen.
Out of darkness.
Amen.
Into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord. Yes.
We proclaim the virtues.
Amen.
Him who called us out of darkness.
Amen.
Into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, use some more calling this weekend.
Amen.
Bring us out of darkness into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord. Amen. Amen.
God is light.
Yes.
This is no darkness at all.
Amen.
Amen.
Call us out of darkness.
Amen.
To your marvelous light.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you for your marvelous life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shining us, Lord.
Amen.
Out from the darkness.
Amen.
Into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. It's good that you're all here. Amen.
Amen.
On time. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we thank the Lord for his mercy for bringing us together this weekend. We could have some fellowship together. And in this meeting, we have some burden to share regarding the Lord desires a spiritual house and also a holy priesthood. Amen. And this is very clear in the verses that we read today. The Lord today is desiring to build up a dwelling place. And the entire Bible shows us that God desires a dwelling place. And that's why in the Old Testament, as soon as the Lord called the children of Israel out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea into the wilderness, he began to desire them to build up for him a tabernacle. So in Exodus, the Lord charged Moses to build a tabernacle. In Exodus 40, verses 1 and 2, it says, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. Because God desires not to dwell in heavens, but here on earth. He wants to be among men. And so he wants Moses to build up a tabernacle for him, a tent of meeting. And also he charged Aaron and his sons to minister to him as priests. In the same chapter, Exodus 40, verses 13 and 15 says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'You shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priests.'" In verse 15, "You shall anoint them as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me as priests, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generation." This is the Lord's calling. And then in Numbers, we see that the Lord appointed the tribe of Levi to serve with Aaron as priests. God's purpose very much is desiring not just to have a dwelling place, but he needs a group of people who would serve him as his priests. And this calling goes on with Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1, the Lord charged Solomon to build the temple. The tabernacle was good, but it's not sufficient. The Lord desired a bigger place, a more permanent place, a temple. And so Solomon built a temple for the Lord. And this is in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, the Lord's building actually continues, but not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual way. So God's purpose has never changed from the old to the new. He still desires a dwelling place, but this time no longer something physical, but something that is spiritual. And when it's spiritual, then it's eternal. It will never corrupt. It will never get old. And this is God's calling. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, it says, "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord." Yes, the Lord desires a temple that grows. So this is a matter of life. It's something that's growing and something that is spiritual. And it's a holy temple in the Lord. Yeah, so it's very clear. The church today is not an organization. It's not just a collection of people coming together. It is a holy temple in the Lord. Whenever we come into the church meetings, we need to have a sense, I am coming into a holy temple to meet the very Lord himself. It's the Lord that makes us holy. And we need to have this realization. We are coming to see the living God today. And then it goes on in the verse. It says, "In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." So the dwelling place of God is not just in the Old Testament with the tabernacles and the temple. It very much continues in the New Testament. And this is what the Lord desires to do. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Yes, the church today is the house of God. Amen. Because God dwells here. God desires a dwelling place among his people. And the church should be the house of the living God. Amen. God is living. So his people must also be living. We should be those who are full of life, not dead. We don't want to come to the meetings and just sit there quietly. We need to come with exercising in our spirit. Amen. We are God's living people. We have his life. And so we are here to build up a house for him. Not only so, now in 1 Peter, Peter says, we are also a holy priesthood. Yeah, we have a burden very much this weekend to share more regarding this matter what does it mean to be a holy priesthood? And the verse we pray about is very clear. You also, as living stones, being built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood.
Amen.
Today, as Christians, we are living stones. That means we are full of life, and we should be living. We are not dead stones. We are living stones. The Lord needs to build us together into a spiritual house. And also a holy priesthood. So this is God's desire, twofold. One, a spiritual house, and also a holy priesthood. And then Peter tells us, why does God need a spiritual house and a holy priesthood? Because he wants us to offer up spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, we need to realize we cannot just offer anything to God. Unfortunately, Christians today don't have this realization. We can only offer up spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Yes. So may we really have this realization after this weekend. Not only Peter says this, John also tells us in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Maybe we can read these verses together. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Amen.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a verse.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord has made us kings and priests to his God and Father.
Amen.
Many Christians realize that we are forgiven of our sins. We know that God loves us and he washed us from our sins. And then we just stop there. But the verse continues. He has made us his kings and priests to his God and Father. Do we have such a realization when we come together? We are priests. We are kings with our God and Father. So this is, needs to be our realization. This needs to be today our real profession. Our real profession is to be a holy priesthood, to serve the living God. As we shared this in the past, we all may have our regular jobs, whether you're engineer, computer science, business, whatever is it that you do, a student, professional student. But that's not our real job, right? That's just a job that we make a living. Our real job is we are priests. We are priests to serve the Lord. This is our true calling. Yes, we have called to serve the living God, right? And this is very important, so that we may minister to him by offering up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we can do this while we are working in our daily living, while we're interacting with our classmates, with our co-workers. We can bring the Lord to the people. When you leave this weekend, people are going to ask you, what did you do over July 4th weekend? You have a golden opportunity to share the Lord to them. That makes you a priest. Right? This is the function of the priest. Right? This is our job. This is our calling. And we can bring people to the Lord. Right? We invite them. Right? Oh,
come and see.
Yes. The Lord is good.
That's right.
Yeah. And this is, may the Lord really have this calling for all of us this weekend. Mm-hmm. The Lord desires a proper priesthood. That's why in Romans 12:1, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Yes. We all need to present our bodies. We can't just mail it in. Say, Lord, I give my heart to you, but my body is somewhere else. No, we all need to present our bodies. I'm so glad many of you came here, some from very far away. It's good to see you. Many of you, I've never met you before. If you don't present your bodies, I will never get to see you face to face. It's good to present our bodies to the living God. We need to give our entire being to Him.
Amen.
The Lord's calling is extremely practical. Many of you here today, you are young professionals, you're college age. You really are the future of all the churches here in North America and in Germany. And it's really our desire that all of you could be useful to the Lord, to bear the burden of the Lord's testimony in the coming years. If the Lord tarries for the next 5-10 years, we all need to really rise up. The Lord has a lot of work to be done, and He needs priests. He needs a holy priesthood. May we as priests in all of our localities really rise up to serve the Lord in this function.
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants us to do. And so for this purpose, the Lord needs to continue to sanctify us. Notice it says a holy priesthood, not just any priesthood. So the Lord's life needs to change us, needs to transform us. He needs to make us holy and without blemish. He needs to take away all of our spots, wrinkles, and any such thing. So the Lord really desires to do this in all the churches. And it's also very good for us to hear what the Lord is doing in many places. The Lord has been bringing in many new ones, and the new ones are being transformed, and the Lord's life is growing. And this is very encouraging. It shows that what the Lord is doing works. And it's real. And many Christians who are hungry and thirsty, when they come, they realize, wow, there's something here I've never seen anywhere else. There is life here. Even though the numbers may be small, doesn't matter. As long as we please the Lord,
amen,
we do things that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, then the hungry ones, the seeking ones, the faithful ones will be captured. This is surely our burden. And we pray that the Lord could make us all holy priesthood.
Amen.
In every locality where you come from, when you go back, begin to practice as a priest.
Amen.
Serve the living God.
Amen.
Do not despise your youth. Don't think, oh, I'm too young to be a priest. Serve the Lord, right? Pray for others. Call, visit, right? Invite. Yeah, this is our job. This is our calling. Paul also says in 2 Corinthians 3:6 that we are ministers of the new covenant. The verse says, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Amen. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
The Lord needs to raise up His New Testament ministry.
Amen.
And for this, He needs many more New Testament ministers. Yes. Have you realized when you got saved, you're called to be a minister? Yeah, we're all ministers, right? It's not a profession you have to go to seminary to train you to be. In fact, when you go to seminary, you learn the letters. And what happens to the letters?
The letter kills.
The letter kills. Yeah. I know many Christians, before they went to the cemetery, they loved the Lord so much. I'm sorry. And then seminary. Yes. They have a zeal for the Lord. They just got saved. They're burning, hungry for the Lord. By the time they graduate from 4 years of seminary, they're dead. They just know how to organize, how to be a pastor, how to shake the money tree. This is terrible, right? No more life. The life was sucked out of them. It's very true what the Lord says. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
We all need to have this discernment. Lord, am I getting life or am I tasting death? If we're tasting death, right away we need to turn away. Lord, I need to turn to the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we impart life to people, then life will change them and will help them. Doctrine cannot change us, but life will change us.
Amen.
The Spirit will change us. So the Lord needs to raise up New Testament ministers. Surely in ourselves, we are not sufficient. We're not capable. But the Lord is not asking us to be capable in ourselves. The Lord doesn't need capable people. In fact, capable people usually messes up things for the Lord. What the Lord needs are faithful people. People who are willing to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit, the Lord will enable us and make us sufficient ministers. So for this, we all need to have faith that the Lord will do it. Amen. Yeah. We pray that by the Lord's Spirit, not by horsepower, nor man's power, but by His Spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord make us all ministers of the new covenant.
Amen.
That in all the churches we can impart life.
Amen.
Minister life to people.
Amen.
So we come to Ezekiel. Here we see the prophecy concerning the temple and the millennial kingdom. And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel chapter 44, here we need to see, first of all, there is a distinction between the faithful and the unfaithful priests. The unfaithful priests, they're the Levites. Remember the Levites that was appointed in the Old Testament. Unfortunately, they strayed after their idols because people desired to worship idols. And so they caved in to people's demand and went after worshiping of the idols. And they were not faithful to the Lord. And we should read about this here in Ezekiel 44. Let's read from verse 10 to 14. Ezekiel 44, 10 to 14.
And the Levites who went far from me when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, as gatekeepers of the house and ministers of the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, therefore I have raised my hand in an oath against them, says the Lord God, that they shall bear their iniquity, and they shall not come near me to minister to me as a priest, nor come near any of my holy things, nor into the most holy place. But they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. Nevertheless, I will make them keep charge of the temple for all its work and for all that has to be done in it.
This is is a real warning for us all. Even the Levites, who were so close to God, they strayed away from God and they worshiped idols. And this can happen to any of us. We should not think we are exempt from this. Idols today is not just an outward image that you bow down to. As we shared this in previous conferences, idols are in our hearts. And we need to pray for the Lord to really deal with it. Otherwise, it says, they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. It's a very serious warning to be an unfaithful priest. They were not faithful to God, but they compromised and they caved in to the demands of the people. And they did what was popular, but not what God wanted. Today, many Christian leaders like to cave in to people's demand and take the easy way. And they're after numbers, big work. They lose the Lord's blessing, and they gain a lot of followers. This is not what the Lord wants to do among us here today. Yeah, the Lord wants us to be the faithful priests. Right? And we would be faithful to the Lord. And we should be one with Him. We don't want to cater to the needs of the people. We don't want to preach sugar-coated false gospels. We'd rather be faithful to the Word of God. Amen. Yeah, may the Lord call us to serve the living God.
Amen.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So, as opposed to them, there are the faithful sons of Zadok. Amen. Faithful sons of Zadok. Let's read about them in the same chapter, verses 15 and 16.
But the priests of the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge.
Amen. Yeah. Sons of Zadok, who are the Levites who are faithful to the Lord, they are blessed. They get to come before the Lord, before His sanctuary, before His table to minister to Him and to keep His charge. Whereas the unfaithful Levites can only serve God's people on the outside, but they cannot come to the inside to minister to the Lord. This is very important. When we serve the Lord, we need to be faithful. We need to be like the sons of Zadok. No matter how difficult it may be, we need to be faithful to the Lord. Right? Don't take the easy way. Right? Broad is the way which leads to destruction. Narrow is the way which leads to life. Let's not follow the crowd who are going the wrong way. It's being led astray. Let's follow the Lord. Be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It is much more important to please God rather than to please men. In Matthew 10, I'll read to you, verses 32, 33. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. I've got to put these verses in the outline. Matthew 10, 32, 33. If you have a pen, you can write it down. We need to confess the Lord. His name before men. We need to really please the Lord. Because if we do so, the Lord will also confess our name before the Father. This is wonderful. The Father will know our name. Isn't that wonderful?
Right?
Yeah, we don't want to be a stranger to our Father. When we see our Father, he says, I don't know you, because you never confess my son's name. That would be terrible. We need to be those who are faithful to the Lord. Paul says in Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men, or please men, or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. It's a very good verse. If I please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. That's right. If I please men, I should just be a politician. Politician needs people's votes, so they have to please men. We're not here to run an office to be a politician. We're here to be the bond servants of Christ.
Amen.
That's what it means to be a priest. The New Testament priests are bond servants of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now today there is a tidal wave of sin that is sweeping over this country. What was once condemned and judged by God is now becoming the law of this land. It's really sad. We have caused shame and abomination in the eyes of God. We really need to pray, Lord, preserve us. Preserve our young people. Preserve our next generation from this tidal wave of sin. We need to stand firm. Take a stand for the Lord. Be faithful priests before Him. Minister to Him and keep His charge. If He says, do this, we should do it. If He says, don't do this, we better not do it, right? It's not up to us, it's up to the boss. When people ask us, why is it like this? They said, this is what God says. That's it, right? It's not, reason with them. No, don't reason with anyone. Say, this is what God says. That's it. Case closed. We don't get to decide things, right? But God does. And the word of God is written very clearly. We need to be faithful to the word of the living God.
Amen.
Yeah, may the Lord help us. Right? If we are the faithful sons of Zadok, then we would be able to enter into the millennial kingdom to reap the reward that is given to the overcomers, to the first fruits. I won't get into the rest of these verses. Any of you have heard this before. We need to be the faithful and the wise servants. In Matthew, and John will share more about this in the second meeting, we need to be those faithful servants who give food to people in due season.
Amen.
And we need to be those who overcome. No matter how difficult the situation is, the Lord is calling those who overcome. If you overcome, it says in Revelation 3:12, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God. Praise the Lord. We want to be pillars in the temple of His God. If you are a pillar today in God's house, surely you will be a pillar in that day in the house of the Lord. If you are someone who is coming and going, then there's no guarantee, right? Let's all be pillars today. Right? We can bear the burden for the Lord. Be steadfast and be faithful. Right? Also in Revelation 3:21, the Lord says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So the sons of Zadok, they get to sit right next to the Lord to minister to him. We will have a share with the Lord in his kingdom. May the Lord call us. Yeah. May we be those who are faithful to him.
Amen.
Amen. So it's really our burden this weekend to share with you more concerning what it really means to be a son of Zadok.
Amen.
So the Lord today desires to build up a spiritual house.
Amen.
And to raise up a holy priesthood.
Amen.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord speak to us.
Amen.
May the Lord make us all faithful priests.
Amen.
Make us all the New Testament ministers.
Amen.
That could minister spirit and life to people.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.